We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by one of the iconic names in all of professional football, Herman Edwards, one of our players, former player, former head coach in the NFL, ESPN analyst. And how many years have you been in the NFL?
Well, 30 total.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 30. And been very fortunate. And I think the thing I learned right away, and I've always used to tell this to players, is that it's not your right to coach or play in this league. It's a privilege. And you can't lose sight of that, because the thing I've learned when you come in the league in 1977, that one thing stands true is a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And it represents all 32 teams. When I actually came in the league, it was not 32 teams.
Yeah.
There was actually, I think, 28.
Yeah, and the game has changed so much, hasn't it, Herman?
It really has. And for the better.
For the better?
For the better.
In what ways do you think for the better?
Well, I think it's a game now that's a little bit more exciting in the fact that the forward pass has really become what we look at. It's about scoring now. I say that as a defensive player.
Sure, which is difficult.
But I think at times we get so caught up in scoring, and if you're a defensive guy, you get so caught up in maybe the rule changes and how we go about officiating the game anymore, that we kind of use it as an excuse for not playing good defense.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm hoping the players realize that you have to adjust. The ball is in the air more than probably when I played football. I can probably say that. So my intention is this. If the ball's in the air more, you have more opportunities to catch it defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always told defensive players this. Look, when they throw the ball, there's only one name on the ball, the commissioner's name.
Yeah.
So once the ball leaves the quarterback's hand,
yeah,
go catch it.
Yeah.
Go catch it. I mean, that's how I played. I mean, I basically said, you know what, when the ball leaves quarterback's hands, one name was on the commissioner. It was you know, and I'm going to try to catch it.
Let's talk a little bit about your time as an Eagle. And, I mean, everybody knows the miracle of the Meadowlands. Do people ever talk to you about the other accomplishments that you had? The 33 interceptions. You're at the top of the list in the in franchise history when you retired. I mean,
and since
you were
we're talking about
dang
that,
good player.
Well, since we're talking about that, it's 38.
Oh, it's 38. Okay.
Because it's
okay.
Five in the playoffs.
Okay, okay.
See, and people don't count those. I count them.
All right.
Because
I don't
they're pretty
you.
Important.
Yes, they are.
We sit here, you know, we always tell players, look, hey, look, we're trying to get to the Super Bowl. Well, how do you get to the Super Bowl? You got to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Are those games important? Yeah, because if you win playoff games, we won enough of them, we got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Guess what? Those five interceptions in the playoffs, they're pretty important. They're in big games.
Yes, yes,
so
they
for
are.
For some reason, in our statistic world anymore, we don't use those. I'm going, why?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so the five don't count?
No, they're in a special category.
They're in a special category. Yeah. They're pretty important.
What was it like being an Eagle in those days?
Oh, a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, this city hasn't changed. It's a very passionate city for their football team, and I think the thing they want out of a football player is that you play with passion and you play hard every time you line up. And I knew that coming here, that the one thing I was never going to do is not allow myself to fall into the trap of not competing, because this is what these fans want to see. And they're tough fans, but they're loyal fans. And when you compete, they get that. When you don't compete, then you get the boos.
Sure, sure. So, memories of the Super Bowl season and Coach Romeo bringing everything together. The people I talked to, who's still a very strong group of of alums that we have here.
Yes.
And that group in particular, still very close.
Well, very close. And I think that's the uniqueness of football. It brings a lot of different characters and personalities together for one thing and one thing only, is to try to achieve a Super Bowl championship. And we were very fortunate to be able to go. Now, we didn't win it, obviously. Probably didn't play our best game. I would say that, and I think every guy in the locker room would say that. But you got to give the Raiders credit. They played better than us that day. But I think the thing that we realized was a group of some unique individuals, and we all had different agendas, different personalities. But when we walked in the locker room, it was about one thing and one thing only. It was about the team.
Yeah.
It was about the wing on the side of that helmet. And playing for each other, and we were able to do that.
You've had the really unique perspective of being part of a team as a player that turned it around, as a coach that turned it around, and now as an analyst watching what Chip Kelly's doing here. What are the keys to taking an organization that was last year 4-12, now 6-5, everybody feeling pretty good about things?
Well, I think he's been consistent. And that's the message that any player wants to have, is you want consistency in your head coach, especially when times go a little tough. And they had some bumps, but I think Coach stayed very consistent. He believes in his philosophy. The players are buying into it. Because a lot of coaches, when they come in this league, the thing you realize is this. This is a players' league. And the head coaches are important. Assistant coaches are important. Coordinators are important. But at the end, it's about the players. Because the players have to play. And what the players want to make sure that they're getting is the coach is putting them in a position to have success. And it's not so much about your system. It's about how you'll adjust your system to the talent of the players you have. And I think Coach has been able to do that. I mean, you've seen that alone, which is at the quarterback position.
Sure.
I mean, he's had to play with 2-3 quarterbacks. Yep. That's very difficult. But the players see that Coach is doing what he has to do to make these guys comfortable, make the offense work. So I think that's what he's brought to the table, and that's a good thing.
I've never seen as much national buzz when Chip was hired here, and the fine folks at ESPN, you and all your colleagues, debating whether this system would work. Did you believe in what Chip was bringing to the table, or did you have to see it first?
Well, I think like anything else, it's not so much you have to see it first, but is he willing to adjust to his situation? See, in college football is a little bit different. Players graduate. They don't graduate here. You have to cut them. Players are older here. A 19-year-old, a 17-year-old has much more endurance than a 32-year-old.
Right.
And how are you going to balance that? How are you going to balance the fact that repetition is repetition, but here again, older players need more rest. You don't have 125 guys. When you're up by 40 points in college, you can put the second team in. There's really not a lot of second team guys on your team because you only have so many numbers. You only can dress so many players. Mm-hmm. And so you have to deal with all that, and I think Coach is learning how to deal with that along with still implementing his offense.
This team is 6-5, first place in the NFC East. Herm, can the Eagles win the NFC East?
Sure they can. I mean, why not? If you're a Philadelphia Eagle right now, you're looking at it and you're going, hey, we got 5 games left. We control our destiny. And that's really where you would like to be right now in November going to Thanksgiving. You want to be in position to say, you know what, no matter what anybody else does, it's on us. We don't have to wait to see what Washington does or Dallas does or even the Giants. We control our destiny. If we want to win a division, it's in our hands. We don't have to worry about anybody else playing. If we just win games, we win the division. So you couldn't ask anymore. And then you're going on a bye too. So, I mean, you've got to have some energy with that. You got to feel good about yourself.
Herm Edwards in town for the Otho Davis Foundation dinner that's happening in Philadelphia. And I know that Otho, former athletic trainer here, touched so many people, Herm. I mean, a special guy. It's not just players and coaches that build everything here.
Yeah, you're right. And it says a lot about how this dinner has continued to sustain itself year after year. And Otho Davis was a guy, as you're right. He not only touched players, he touched families of players. I mean, he wasn't just the guy that kept you well and you know, you had the ability to go play because Otho Davis. But his generosity, his caringness for players, and I think now the scholarships that these young people are receiving through the benefit of, you know, the dinner, it says a lot about who he is. That's his legacy. His legacy was a trainer, but his legacy is his ability – and his name continues to provide, and that's probably pretty important.
Well, hey, great to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you
for coming by. Herm Edwards in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.